The subject of escaping Catholicism. But before you can escape Catholicism, you have to expose Catholicism where it is. If people think that everything is okay where they are as Catholics, that they may get to heaven with the help of the priest and praying to Mary and doing all kinds of good works, keeping the seven sacraments if possible, and all of this, if that can get you to heaven, then why would we bother telling them to leave Catholicism so they can escape the wrath of God? The Word of God is our final word and instruction manual from God. The Word of God is our instruction manual how to be saved and how to know God. Catholicism is an evolution of lies, hypocrisy, evils of all sorts. When Pope John Paul died a few years ago, they talked about whether he went to heaven or not. I always had an answer for that is, do you think the Pope went to heaven? And I said, well, is the Pope Catholic? People would look at me, and of course he's Catholic. And I said, well, then chances are that if he believed what he was preaching and what he's upholding as the ruler of the Catholic Church and the Holy See, the Pope, the Apostle of God, if he really believed what he says, what he taught, then no, he did not go to heaven. It's impossible. If he believed what he taught and what he practiced, he could not go to heaven. If people are okay in the Catholic Church, why would we say, why would we bother with them at all? The only problem with Roman Catholicism is that it is not another denomination. Roman Catholicism is not another denomination. Roman Catholicism is another religion, a completely different religion. The gospel of Roman Catholicism is not the gospel of the Bible. The hell of Roman Catholicism is not the hell of the Bible. The Jesus of Roman Catholicism is not the Jesus of the Bible. Mary in Roman Catholicism is not Mary of the Gospels. The Father is not the Father as spoken of in the Bible, and Jesus is definitely not Jesus as spoken of in the Bible, and the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Roman Catholicism is a mother of harlots. Roman Catholicism, in many ways, is the mother of Islam. I will say that again. Roman Catholicism, in many ways, is the mother of Islam because Muhammad got his idea of how he would build his denomination, religion, by watching Roman Catholicism. He believed in the church and the state. That's the only thing he understood. That's what Catholicism taught in 570 AD when Muhammad was born. She was conquering with the sword and what we call making conversion by the sword. Muhammad, in the beginning of his religion, said that religion is not compulsory. That's what he said in Mecca. But when he got over there in Medina, he changed his mind because God sent down another message, and religion was compulsory because in all Roman Catholic church and countries, religion is compulsory. Giving is compulsory. Being baptized is compulsory. The two religions are twin sisters in many ways. We got up to about the 800 AD in our last study. Our studies have been escaping Catholicism, but now we're going to change that little message to exposing Catholicism so people can escape from it, because they will know what it teaches compared to what the Bible teaches. What Catholicism teaches compared to the Bible is just like Islam. Islam says the words of Muhammad came right down from Allah, because he was the apostle of God. And the sunnahs and the hadiths are how you live and what you practice. The Catholic Church tells us, forget the Bible. Tradition and what the Pope says is a continuous revelation, and not only is a continuous revelation, it is infallible, a infallible continual revelation. Now, people say, well, the Catholic Church is changing. The Catholic Church cannot change. Do you understand? The Catholic Church cannot change because it is infallible. The Catholic Church cannot say what it said is wrong and what its practice is wrong. Just like Islam is putting out a propaganda machine telling you they don't believe what they believe and they don't practice what they believe. And Catholicism will warm up and be real smiley and say, we don't believe and we don't practice what we practice. That is not true. Let us look at some things. On our chart back here behind us, a trail of blood chart, the trail of blood. And if you're watching this on video, you can blow it up a little bit and see that. But if you go to the photo gallery and discover the word with drjim.com on sermon audio, go there, you will find this chart in there, photographed. You can also order a Trail of Blood book, a little history book, that tells you and has this chart in that. You can order that from me or from online. From another source. Let's review a little bit. By 325 AD, Constantine had made the church and state one. Baptism became compulsory, even of infants, even though now the church always practiced believer's baptism before that, but now that has been changed. A baby cannot believe. But Roman Catholicism and the Holy Roman Empire said that you only had so many days to baptize your infant or you would be fined, because they wanted the infant to be a member, a citizen of the state, and a citizen and a member of the church also. By 375 A.D., they began to venerate angels and dead saints. Necrophilia, loving and expressing their love, extreme love to dead people. Making the sign of the cross in the 300, the sign of the cross that Catholics make when they pray or whatever they do, religiously. The uses of image and worship. The uses of images, which is idolatry and worship, was 375 A.D. If you go back to 325 A.D., going back toward 100 A.D., there aren't any Catholics, people. There are no Catholic Church. There is no Catholic Church. Catholic Church evolved from 325 A.D. onward, and Constantine called his church the Church Catholic, the Universal Church. Mass, the celebrating Mass, became a daily celebration in 394 A.D. By 431 A.D. at the Council of Ephesus, they declared Mary the Mother of God. And we began Mariolatry from that time on. Mary becomes bigger and bigger and God becomes smaller and smaller. And God is the boogeyman, the bad guy. Jesus is a bad guy. You cannot pray to Jesus or to God the Father because they are bad guys and tough guys. You have to pray to Mary because she loves you. She loves you. Mary was a person picked out by God to bring forth His Messiah into this world and nothing more. She had to be saved. She had to believe just like you and just like me. Mary was not the mother of God. Mary was the mother of Jesus, which in His pre-incarnate form was God in the Old Testament, Jehovah. But she, through her body, brought forth the Messiah, God's Son. The Father of Jesus is what we should say, not the Mother of Jesus or the Mother of God. Jesus never prayed to Mary, ever. He never prayed to His mother, ever. He put her in her place. They came back when He was about 12 years old, on their way back to Nazareth. And they had found out that He was gone. They came back to Jerusalem and said, why did you do this? Why did you stay here? She says, don't you understand? I must be about my Father's business. And that wasn't Joseph's business, but his Father, God the Father. By 526 A.D., they had begun the last rites. The Catholic Church wanted more part of your life all the time. They wanted to control your life. It is a manipulation of the masses. When you're born, you've got to be baptized. When you get married, you've got to get a license. You've got to have a priest perform the marriage. When you die, you've got to have a priest pray for you. When you get ready to die, you've got to have somebody give you the last unction. The Catholic Church is in every part of your life. From the time you're born, when you get married, when you have confirmation, every part of your life the Catholic Church wants to control. Way back over here, purgatory was invented. Purgatory was invented in 593 A.D. by Gregory the First. By the way, the word Gregorio means to watch. To watch. Many Catholic boys are named Gregory. At 593 A.D., they declared the doctrine of purgatory, and that was to make money and to control you after you're dead. When you're born, at baptism, when you're confirmed, when you get married, when you die, and now after you're dead, they control you. Manipulation of the masses. Prayers to Mary and dead saints. This is what we call praying to the dead. Purgatory is praying for the dead. Now we've got praying to the dead. The Catholics said when John Paul died that they said, well, we used to pray to him and for him, but now we're directly praying to him. Always, not for him, but to him. John Paul elevated Mary more than any other Catholic Pope, I guess. He put her above God the Father. He put her as your intermediary. He put her as the co-redeemer. It emphasized her through everywhere he went. He emphasized Mary. He wrote books about Mary and how to get closer to God through Mary. Prayers to Mary and other dead saints. Just dead people, really. 600 A.D. The worship of the cross and images and relics in 786 A.D. And the Pauline says that the altars where these relics are kept are no more sacred than a coyote's bones out in the desert. They mean nothing. All they are is dead men's bones and fingers and skins and fingernails. In 995 A.D., they began to canonize dead saints. The saints, what they called them saints and canonized them as saints is because they were so good that they did more than they needed to do before to get to heaven. Now, the Catholic Church would like you to think that going to heaven is a continual job. You get baptized as your baby, you get confirmed. Then you get married, and that's another sacrament that gets you to heaven. The Catholic Church has changed marriage into something besides what God created it as. Marriage to the Catholic Church is going to help you get to heaven. Your relationship with your husband or wife is controlled by the Catholic Church. Because if you're intimate with your married partner besides just making babies, that's sin. That's not what God said. And the man and woman were naked and they felt no shame. That's between each other too. A man and a woman in marriage, there shouldn't be any shame or shouldn't be any sin at all in what you do with each other for your pleasures. God gave that to you. The Catholic Church changed marriage from what God established in the garden to what the Catholic Church stands as a vehicle of grace. Marriage is not a vehicle of grace. Marriage was created by God in the garden before man and woman sinned. Celibacy in 1123 A.D. One of the most hellish doctrines. And there you are. You're changing the very purpose that God made your body into something different than what it was. And it's called, the world has been caused damage ever since. Celibacy and the priesthood has damaged the world. If you don't believe me, just look at all the files on there. The pedophilia. And all of the seductions in the confessionals by the priest. I was listening to a program here a while back about that a ex-Irish Catholic girl told about being in the nunnery and being married to Jesus. And they were told them right off the bat, do things you got to watch. Watch the priest because they're going to try to seduce you. And watch the mother superiors because they're going to try to seduce you. Because they're living an unnatural lifestyle. Homosexuality and pedophilia is one of the greatest curses of the Catholic Church they ever released on society. In 1123 A.D. is when that began. The rosary was begun to use a rosary as the pagans did, counting their prayers. About 1190 to 1100 A.D. 1090 to 1100 A.D. when the rosary began, where you start counting your prayers. In 1190 A.D., Indulgences actually began all the way back in the 7th century. But it was canonized in the law of the Catholic Church in 1190 A.D. And when, you know, we have three famous ex-Catholics in the world. Three real famous ones. One of them was Martin Luther. One was John Calvin, and the other was Menno Simons. Menno Simons was converted by the Anabaptists, and he became a Baptist. We have Mennonites from that. They are Anabaptist. John Calvin slowly left the Catholic Church. Now, he was a priest in the Catholic Church, but he was never ordained as a priest. A lot of people said, well, he wasn't ordained as, he wasn't a priest. Yes, he was a priest, but he was not ordained as a priest. Luther was ordained as a priest. And Luther, neither John Calvin nor Luther, either one, wanted to leave the Catholic Church, by the way. They wanted to reform the church. The church finally kicked them out. But Martin Luther made the mistake of wanting to discuss and debate the idea of indulgence. There we have at the Diet of Worms. He had his 99 theses nailed to the wall. He wanted to discuss indulgences, how that the Word of God did not teach that we could buy indulgences or somebody else could pray us into heaven or forgiveness of sin. If you want to come to God, your priest can't help you, I can't help you, your mom can't help you, your sister can't help you, your grandma can't help you. You go to God. They can't pray for you. They might teach you how to pray. But salvation is something that's going to happen between you, one-on-one with God. Nobody in between. Only Jesus Christ. He's our only mediator between God and man. In 1215 A.D., Pope Innocent III. Now, that's some kind of name to call yourself, Pope Innocent. By the way, he was not very innocent, if you read the history of his life. Pope Innocent III in 1215 A.D. started the hellish doctrine of transubstantiation. Transubstantiation. That means the doctrine of turning the wafer and the cup of wine into the blood of Jesus Christ and into the literal body of Jesus Christ. And that doctrine began in 1215 A.D. About the same time as that, we have the Bible to be completely a forbidden book, like it was witchcraft or something. The Catholic Church burned Bibles from 325 A.D. up to 1228 or 29 A.D. They burned Bibles. So did Islam. I told you that the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, was the daughter of Islam. Well, they're doing the same thing. They got a church state. They kill you if you don't believe what they believe. They fine you. And they forbid the Bible. The Catholic Church say that you can't understand the Bible. The Islamic world says you cannot even understand the Quran. You have to have somebody tell you what the Quran says. And the Catholic Church says you can't understand the Bible. We have to interpret the Bible for you. Islam says you can't understand the Quran. We have to interpret the Quran for you. Twin sisters. The Catholic Church has killed between 50 and 100 million Christians. Islam did a little better than her mama. She's killed 270 million and counting every day. Escaping Catholicism, escaping Islam, one and the same. Islam denies Jesus Christ. The Catholic Church denies Jesus Christ that you can pray to Him, to the Father through Him. That He's a boogeyman. The Isa of Islam is going to come back one of these days out of Arabia, by the way, and he's going to kill all the pigs and kill all the Christians. The Jesus of Catholicism is a big bad guy. He's a tough guy. You can't go to him You can't beg him for forgiveness. You have to go to Mary. The Catholic Church takes the work of the Holy Spirit and does away with it, takes the work and the worship of God the Father and takes it away from him. And the Catholic Church takes the work of the Holy Spirit away from the Holy Spirit. A regular confession to priests started in 1215 A.D. Now, 1123 A.D. is when they started celibacy. Now, from 1215 A.D. onward, the priests were given direct access to your children and to your wives, and sometimes to your husbands. Many Catholic priests were homosexuals. Many, many Catholic priests were pedophiles. Pedophiles. 1123, they denied the priests to have wives. 1125 A.D. 1200 A.D. Their priests were turned loose on the wives and children in the Catholic Church. Turned loose to be predators of wives and children. The adoration of the host and the wafer in 1220 A.D. You're supposed to adore and worship the wafer that you're about to eat because it has been turned into Jesus. And they take Jesus and throw him out the window. And you worship a piece of bread instead of Jesus. The cup is forbidden to the people in 1414 A.D. The cup, and now we have Alcoholics Anonymous. There is what we call a division of Alcoholics Anonymous for Catholic priests. They have to fast before they do the sacraments. And they drank the whole cup of wine on an empty stomach and they get drunk. And then they drank more wine. You can go in any restaurant with a Catholic church, Catholic priest there, and he's going to be drinking wine or beer. There are many alcoholic priests and many alcoholic Catholics. Purgatory is proclaimed as a dogma in 1439 A.D. Purgatory. The Catholic Church wants the control of your life when you're born. They want control of your life even when you're conceived. Then when you're born. Then when you got to be baptized. And then when you have confirmation around 12 years old. Then when you get married. And all the time you've got to go through the stations of the cross. And not one time are you worshiping Jesus, but worshiping Mary. Calling upon dead saints to pray for you. Pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Catholicism keeps you from being saved. Catholicism keeps you from being saved. Tradition is declared on equal or above the authority of Scriptures. One thing that came out of the Protestant Reformation was sola scriptura, to Scripture only. Salvation by grace alone. Now, you might say you in these last seven messages have denounced the Catholic Church. I want to tell you something. A long time ago, the Catholic Church denounced anathematized Christians that believe like we do. If you want to escape Catholicism, you need to understand Catholicism is a false church. Catholicism is a cult. Catholicism is not another denomination. It's another religion worshiping a different God, a different Jesus, a different Mary, a different Holy Spirit than Christians do. If you're in Catholicism, study what we have told you in the last seven messages. See if it is not right. Get your Catholic encyclopedia and you can read of the horrible sins of the popes. But the popes, they say, were infallible. They say the Catholic Church is infallible. And you might say, well, the Catholic Church is changing. The Catholic Church cannot change. The doctrine of the infallibility of the Catholic Church, if they say they were wrong, then they were fallible. Catholicism will never turn out to be a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Catholicism is idolatry. Catholicism is another religion. Catholicism keeps you from going to heaven. Catholicism is not the true church. Historically, Catholicism only goes back to 325 A.D. Before that, they were Christians, primitive Christians, and primitive Christians were basically Baptists by faith and practice. If you're a Catholic, listen to this. Ask the Father to forgive you because of what Jesus did. Forget Mary. Mary can't get you to heaven. And Mary won't get you to heaven. Mary had to be saved by grace just like you are. If you're going to go to heaven, you've got to go through Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord to forgive you for what you've done. Ask the Lord to forgive you for rejecting Him all these years in a false religion. Ask God to save your soul and forgive you of your sins. And then ask God to lead you through His Word to do what He wants you to do. Because the Word of God is infallible. The Word of God is pure and the Word of God is true. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out for you to touch people's hearts, to help us lead our loved ones out of Catholicism because it is a corrupt religion. And Father, by the guidance of your Spirit and the forgiveness you give us each and every day, Father, we thank you for all the blessings. We worship our Savior, Jesus, and we worship you through Him.